Okay, I don't want to get started on chapter 2 yet. Yes? You want to do number 2 on the options? Okay. Now, the reason I put these here was to show you what it is, what are some of the questions from the Series 7. These are the kind of questions you will get on this. Did you have this? Okay. Stock. We did number 1. So let's put it up on the screen here. Should I put the answer key up or just the... just the problem. Put the answer key up too. Let's go through number 1 again, because I know you guys. You saw me get messed up, right? These things will drive you crazy. When I first saw this, I was helping my boss at this brokerage firm. I was the computer nerd. This was a million years ago, almost 30 years. Frank Mollenhauer, who had a reputation that I didn't know about, but he would bark and scream and holler, and I sensed, if I was right, the guy really was his bark was much worse than his bite. And people used to say, how do you deal with him? I said, don't let him bother you. Don't just let it go over you. He fired me about 4 or 5 times. And then he would go, he's a funny guy. And I met his daughter about 6 years later, and she goes, you're Frank Biano? You're the saint who works with my father? I said, nah, he's not that bad. And then I learned later on that, he was pretty bad. Okay, anyway, so you think that big and holy Mount Moulted Balls... Let's start again. You think that big and oily malted balls is going to be the next best thing. The stock is currently selling for $29. So that's the market price. So you purchase a call options contract. A call option, which is an option to buy the shares at $30. So that's the strike price, also called the exercise price. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do it. I was going to do it again, but that's okay. Let's do number two. I'm getting old. You are sure that the price of Opie's Obedient Pet Service is far too high. You think the investors have bid up the price to an outrageous amount. About a month ago, you purchased an options contract to sell 100 shares at $90. I'm sorry, this is the strike price. I wanted to use this as the strike price. The reason I'm using this guy as unbroken, is because that doesn't change. The strike price stays the same. It's in the contract. Now, how much did you have to pay for that? What was the option premium, the option price? $3, which means 300. You have to multiply everything by 100. And the stock is currently selling for 88. It's currently selling for 88. Answer the following questions. Is it in the money, at the money, or out of the money? It's in the money. Why? Because
the strike price is less than one.
Exactly. I could turn around and sell this stock today at $90. So I could buy it at 88, 100 shares, turn around, sell at 90 immediately. I can exercise the option, put it to the person at 90. I have to buy it at 88, and that's all done at one time. It's all the transaction happens at one time. All right, so you make sense? Make sense? $88.
That's the market price.
The strike price, the exercise price, they mean the same thing, is 90. Now remember, these are not going to be on the exam, right? Not going to be on the final exam, but I'm showing them because these are what you see on the Series 7.
Well, it's actually more.
The strike price is more, and I can put it to somebody at 99. I can sell it to somebody at 90. I think you said it right. The strike price is 90. That gives me the option. This is a put option. This is a put, which means I put it to somebody. A call is the other one. The call is when I call it away. I buy it from them. But when you put it to them, you sell at 90. This is an option to sell. So I can sell this at $90, no matter what happens to the price of the shares. The price of the shares are currently $88. So you're right. So I'm in the money. I am in the money. I am $2 in the money. $2 in the money. I'm not including the price. No, the price of the option. No. I'm not including the option premium.
But if you did, you wouldn't do
it. Well, okay, relax. You're with me. What is the break-even point?
90 minus 3.
90 minus 3. Since I had to pay $3 for this privilege, the stock has to go down to 87 before I can actually start making any money. And that excludes the commission I had to pay. Forget the commission. You know, $10 or whatever it is. And so, what is the break-even point? It is the strike price minus the option price, option premium, or $87. But what happens if the stock price were to go down to 82? How much would I make? Times 100, I would make the $5 below the break-even point. And the break-even point, once I pay that $3, that break-even point doesn't change. And so it has to go down below 87. If it goes down to 82, I would make $5 times 100. And this is the reason that if I ever do options, I probably wouldn't, I would be an option seller. Because I could pocket that $3 and make money, because if I owe the, you know, the, well, unless it drops really far, then I'm screwed, right? But I was gonna buy the shares anyway. I was thinking of buying this company, and so I can sell the option, get $300 in my pocket, and I was thinking of buying it at $90 anyway, and then if it drops, they're gonna put it to me. So it's as if I actually got it at 87. Are you with me? Nod your head yes or go no. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Where did you get the $5?
Well, that's if the price were to drop to 82. That's the last answer. If the price were to fall to 82, my profit would be 87 minus 82, or $5 profit per share, but there's 100 shares, so $500. But I'm thinking about buying this company, and it's currently priced at $90, so I sell an option to put it to me at $90, and I get $3, which I get to keep. That goes in my pocket. Now, if it goes below 90, is it going to be put to me? Nod your head yes. If it goes below 90, it's going to be exercised. Someone's going to put the shares to me at $90. But I was thinking of buying them at $90 anyway. If the price goes above 90, will it be put to me? No. I got the $300. I could turn around and do it again. The buyer of the option pays that to the seller. Times 100. Yeah, every contract is 100 shares. So you buy one contract, it says $3, you have to pay 300. Multiply everything by 100. Do you understand? And that is why, if I ever, which I won't, I don't think I ever will, but if I ever were to do this, I would sell covered calls, because I'm thinking of selling the stock anyway. I'll get some extra money from it. Or I would sell naked puts, but I would have the money, just because I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm going to buy it anyway. What the hell? I get to buy it for 90 minus 3, 87, and I was going to buy it for 90 anyway. Now, what's the problem? If it goes up, I don't get the shares. Oh, well. If it skyrockets, go find something else to buy. Are you with me? You understand? I don't like it. You can like it. I don't like it. All right, number three? All right. So number three. Is that straddle? Eh, forget that. Is that straddle? You know, straddles are a great way for you to generate commission. Oh, I mean, make money. Stay away from those. Okay. Let's do number four. This is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what I was describing. Number four. Oops. You purchased 100 shares. Remember PU, Pretzels Unlimited? Yes, that's what. That's, yeah, they were round lots. every contract was one round lot. Yeah, that made it easy. But now it's all computerized, so it doesn't matter. So you own 100 shares. You already own these shares, right? Of Pretzels Unlimited. When the price was $10. And now it's $72. Yippee! You're thinking of selling, but you're not sure. I don't know if I want to sell or not. Instead, you sell a call option at $75. This is a call option. This is called a covered call. Because I have the 100 shares. I have the shares. So I don't have to go out and buy them. I can deliver them. You're thinking of selling, you're not sure. So you write a single call option for $1. How much do you get? Call option for $1? $100. You get $100 into your account. And that is yours to keep. No matter what happens, once you agree to that contract, that is your $100. Yes? The market price is currently $72, and some individual thinks that the price is going to go up to $75 within the strike price is $75, right? The strike price is the $75, and $72 is the market price. So he is buying an out of the money option from you, and the only thing that's worth is the time premium. The fact that it has 3 months or a month or 6 months or whatever to make it up to 75. So, how much money did you receive when you wrote, made, sold the contract? $100. That's yours to keep. If the option is exercised, what price will you receive for your shares? No, if it's exercised, you will receive the strike price. $75. You with me? Understand? That was the contract you made. Yes.
75
times 100, right? 75 times 100 shares. So, what is the total amount that you will receive? Right, $1 times 100, $100 plus 75 shares. I mean, 100 shares times $75, $7,500. You get $7,600. But what if the price stays the same or doesn't go above 75? You get to keep the $100. You could turn around and write another covered call. Right, James? You made $100. No matter what, you made that $100. No matter what happens, once you agree to that contract, that buyer is giving you $100. And they now have the right to buy that share, those 100 shares from you at $75. Now, will they do it? Maybe not. If the price doesn't go above 75, why exercise it? They wouldn't do it. So it might just expire and you get to keep the $100. If it goes above 75, it's going to be called away from you. But hell, you were thinking it's selling at 72. Make sense? Yes, Daniel?
You
decide June, September, October, which month you want them to.
But not less than 3, right?
Oh no, you can do the May. You can do the May right now. When we say 3, 6, 9 months, we mean that's the general. But you could buy and sell the May, which are expiring next Friday, not this Friday, but the 15th, the third Friday of every month, and you could do those now. You can do the September, June, July, August. Pretty bizarre, isn't it? I don't want nothing to do with it. It's speculative. But no thanks. Okay, so I've gotten you. Now, are these going to be on the final? No. But you need to know what an option is. And remember that instruction about syphilis is not instruction to go get syphilis. So on Tuesday, when we come back, get to work on your problems, on your assignments. You can turn in late assignments. You know I want you to do them. But when we come back, we will start shorting, margining and shorting, brokerage, buying and selling securities. So next Tuesday, We will go through another thing I don't want you to do. And so, what?
The strike price goes up.
Strike price never changes. The strike price, the market price goes up. That's the disadvantage. If the market price zoomed up, we have to sell at 75. How often does that happen? Okay.
I was wondering, you said on this one, you said multiply by 10. Are all these prices supposed to be multiplied by 10?
In general, yes. Most bonds are priced, are denominated in $1,000 pieces, $1,000 increments. Some are 5, some are 10,000.
Oh.
So well, how do they quote them? They quote them as a percentage of par.
Okay.
So where is it? That 126.52 is actually 126.52%. of 1,000, which means move the decimal point one to the right. But you're supposed to know that, right? Right, I understand. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It was. Yeah. Why don't they just show the damn price? I don't know. Okay, I got you. Hang on a minute.